Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 663, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim, therefore, of this simple podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived again and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing in Jesus Christ, from hearing the gospel that he preached first and best in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friend, I don't care who you are or where you are, we're living in very dangerous times, and you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ if you want your eternal soul saved from hell and saved to heaven. Believe in Christ in your heart. Believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. He paid your sin debt, was buried, and rose on the third day. He is the eternal sacrificial Lamb of God who died for your sins and for mine. And all you have to do is believe in him as he said in John 3:16. And pray and ask him, call on his name to save your soul, and he will save you. And do it now. If you're on your sick bed, he'll save you. If you're on your deathbed, he'll save you. If you're in the hospital, he'll save you. Wherever you are. Right now, you don't have to be in the church. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to get baptized. Just get saved and let Jesus take care of the rest of all of that in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Today we are reading Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 3. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I know that you're sitting high, but you're looking low. And I praise you and I thank you for looking over us and watching over us and being with us all at the same time, knowing everything about us. And I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. Lord, fill us who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, and help us to understand your Holy Word as we read it, and to, with the purpose of sharing it with others and witnessing to others about Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Verse 3, why doest thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 3. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it. And we're still using the Faith Life Study Bible for our introductory matter. They do a pretty good job. Habakkuk contends with two main questions: why God permits evil to flourish, and how, if God is righteous, a wicked nation could function as the means of judgment. Habakkuk also protests that the righteous himself included are suffering punishment alongside those who deserve such judgment. Yahweh answers by declaring that the righteous shall live by faith. In other words, the prophet will have to trust that God knows what he is doing. And may I say here to you today, you need to learn that as well. No matter how dire the situation, no matter how confusing the situation is, you need to understand that God knows what he's doing, and that God loves everybody and he wants the best for everybody, for he is God. Back to the text. Centuries later, New Testament writers like the Apostle Paul quote this verse to show that faith is the only path to righteousness. Within the book of Habakkuk, Yahweh clarifies why he is just in bringing calamity. He is just, rather, in bringing calamity via the Babylonians. The end of the book signals that Habakkuk finds God's answer sufficient. In the closing verses, he praises God. We still find ourselves in Habakkuk's predicament. We wrestle with God as we try to understand the presence of evil in the world. We are easily and quickly discouraged. Habakkuk reminds us to shift our questions from the evil surrounding us and instead focus on the ways of God. We might not always understand how God works, But if we truly seek him, we will learn the same thing Habakkuk did. God is just, God is faithful, and God is worthy to be praised. We can always cry out to God, knowing that he is good, and good for us, and good to us. It takes patience to see Yahweh's plans come to fruition, but ultimately, he will prevail. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this delightful time in your holy word and understanding the purpose of this book. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will continue to deal with our hearts, work in our hearts, to understand that you're in control and you know what you're doing and you love us and you want the best for everybody. And so even though we may not understand how things are moving and working, we need to trust in you. Help us to do that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately, you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news, but I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments, and so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.